This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been kind of yelling at you guys to start saving money. You know, as we see this move towards socialized medicine, and many of you guys may not get the MRI when you want it or the medication you want, so I want you guys having some change, you know, that you can hopefully kind of use if you need to. And, you know, I've been kind of freaking out about an oncoming or an upcoming recession, because we're going to be due for one, probably at the next election cycle, where, you know, we have this trifecta of too much commercial real estate as stores kind of close down, as people do more online shopping, housing glut, because a lot of older baby boomers are moving out of their house. Not a lot of younger people are buying houses these days. And then, of course, automation taking over jobs. Well, there's a fourth thing that now changes that term trifecta to a, what, like a quadfecta or something. And we have one of the biggest addictions out there, the biggest epidemics, and nobody's talking about it. It's online shopping, and it's compulsive shopping. And my guess is almost every household has one. Now, you don't have to be spending millions of dollars to be a compulsive shopper. You don't have to cry if, you know, you don't get to buy something. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to go through withdrawal. But there's a lot of you out there that is that are buying things that you don't need, and you're spending more money than you need to. And if I'm trying to get you guys to save money, because I'm worried about healthcare, and I'm worried about, you know, the economy, and I'm worried about, you know, people's financial security, we need to kind of stop the faucet. In fact, it's very interesting. One of my listeners had written me a while back saying his wife works, and he was really, really excited that she was bringing in this extra income. But get this, she's really bored at work. And so she sits there on Amazon or whatever and online shops. And she spends more money than she brings in with that second job. And so he wanted advice on how to tell her to quit. And I'm like, but she quits the job and she still has an online shopping issue. Now you're not going to have that extra income to offset things. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of you go, well, you know what? That's not me. That's not me. I am not a compulsive shopper. I like to save money. Okay. All right. So me, I hate shopping. I can't stand shopping. Like, if I get asked to MC an event and I have to buy a new dress, because you really can't do a rewear, you know, whenever you kind of are asked to do something like that, because there's going to be, you know, pictures and things like that. You don't want to look like you reused the dress. You want to look like you got a fresh dress for the fresh, you know, program, or for the fresh charity or whatever that you're working with. I can't stand it. I can't stand going shopping. I hate shopping, even grocery shopping. I hate doing it. I'll do it because I have to, but I can't stand shopping. I just can't. I haven't been to a Walmart in years because I'll go online, reorder the items we need, the toilet paper, whatever, get that, and then I hopefully never have to walk into a store. So I prefer to save money. I love saving money. Saving money to me, where I can have like my, you know, treasury direct my bonds, you know, take money out of my account every week or every couple weeks and squirrel like $20 away, $50 away. I love saving money. Well, those of us that are savers and not spenders, we're the biggest victims of online shopping. If you look at the psychology of how these Amazon and Walmart and how these websites do it, they go after the people that want to save money. All right. So I don't know if you guys know, I've been like redoing the studio now for months, and I buy all this equipment and then I don't like the equipment And I'm not a compulsive shopper. It's just I hate shopping, and so I don't like to research. And I'm like, here, I'll try this. And I don't like this. I don't like this, whatever. And yesterday, it was Amazon Prime Day, and so I decided to buy some new equipment for the studio. And I don't need a new microphone. I love my microphone. My microphone is so good. It's a real good microphone that I have. Don't know the brand, but it's a good brand. It's really good. It works. It's great. And I bought another microphone. Why the hell did I do that? Well, I did that because on Amazon Prime, there was this great sale, and I got a killer deal on equipment. Did I really need all that extra equipment? No. And so, unfortunately, these Prime Days, these sales, they know exactly how to get you, where you're like, you know what? I could use that. Yeah, I could, and you unfortunately buy things that you don't need. So this epidemic of online compulsive shopping, don't sit on your high horse going, well, that's not me because I'm not addicted to anything. If you've ever bought something that you don't need, you're at risk. Okay, let's just call it like it is. And you need to call it, and we need to call it now because we need to start saving money. We need to big time start saving money. We can't be sitting here every time we go on the internet, and we're always on the internet, dropping $100, $200, and boy, does the internet make it so easy, right? Your credit card's like already in the system. They have the prices really, really small, you know? So if you're not wearing glasses, you don't even know how much, you know? So you're thinking you're getting something for $9.99 or $19.99, and by the time you're done with shipping and tax and all that, boom, you're right? It's like now up to $30. And you go, oh, well, that's okay because my PayPal or my credit card can handle it. And you hit the button and you're good. You don't have to feel it. Well, one cure for shopping is to not do it online, but go into a store. When you're forced to walk into a store and pay cash, you're forced to see what's in your wallet, what you're spending. But remember, those stores aren't going to exist anymore. Those stores are closing down. People don't walk into a store anymore. It's easier to go online. So even if you aren't an online shopping addict, you are at risk of being duped into buying stuff that you don't need. And you need to be really, really strong. I mean, really strong. So you're camping gear. My husband, he wants to get some camping gear. All right. And then all of a sudden, they know how to say, oh, we also need this lantern. Or you also need these binoculars. Like, I had to think about that. Yeah, I do need it. No, you don't need it. No, you don't. Okay? Don't get duped. And by the way, you know our cell phones listen to us all the time. Our cell phones listen to us. Somehow the computer knows what we're looking for. That's why you get these ads that pop up. So I was talking about Disneyland the other day because we had gone, and then I have all these Disneyland ads. They probably don't realize that I went already. So I want you guys a little bit more aware and spending less online. And we'll talk more about later this month how to not spend so much. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I need to let you guys know. What's been going on with Ebola? Apparently, there was a case of Ebola diagnosed yesterday in Goma. And Goma, or Gama, is a city in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It has about 1 million people. And it is a hub of transporter traffic between the DRC and Rwanda. It also hosts an international airport. So this first case of Ebola diagnosed there has now scared the living daylights. I think it was diagnosed over the weekend. Of people as this epidemic is now going into its 10th month. So apparently there was a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland yesterday where the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he was reconvening the special committee as soon as possible to consider whether they need to declare this epidemic a public health emergency and international concern. apparently there's these different designations that they have to be very cautious about calling. Because if an organization, you know, says we're at like DEFCON 2 or whatever, certain funds get released, certain calls to action happen, and we don't want a boy who cried wolf. On the other end, as a doctor, I'm like with Ebola, there is no DEFCON 1 versus DEFCON 5. It's Ebola. We nip it in the bud now. There is no over-dramatic response to Ebola. You knock that puppy out. Now, where's the death toll? We're already at 1,665. Remember, was it about 1,000 just a couple weeks ago? And since Goma is a gateway to the region of the world, Tedros said this case could possibly be a game changer. Now, the epidemic is still confined to the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri in the northeast part. And they say right now the response is at a critical juncture. An international airport having close proximity to Ebola. And somebody could say, well, okay, wait a second. There was only one case. And I mean, with that one case, why is everybody's panties getting all up in a bunch? Because the question then lies, well, are there other cases? If you have one case of an infectious disease that's very highly contagious, you have to assume there's others. So this emergency committee is a group of external experts that are convened by the World Health Organization to assess whether a public health crisis potentially has global reach and requires a global response. Even though the World Health Organization has been kind of asking for help all this time, right? Because there's been insurgents that have been, you know, firing at the doctors and trying to burn down the clinics. And I mean, you know, doctors and nurses have been dying trying to fight the Ebola epidemic. And so we believe some of the spread is because they can't contain it to the degree that they need to. Now, the outbreak began last August, so we're kind of at the 11-month mark. But they're worried about this one, and I'm worried as well. Now, they say this call for a new assessment came days after the DRC rejected the use of any additional Ebola vaccines. I'm not exactly sure why. There's a Merck vaccine that's also being deployed. Many public health experts argue for the introduction of a second still experimental Ebola vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. Now, what does that have to do with us? Why are we, you know, why is this headline news? Well, remember Johnson & Johnson yesterday was in the midst of fighting a battle where they're being blamed in Oklahoma for the opioid epidemic and they may be fined billions of dollars? Now, they may have the money, they may not. But I, despite all the issues Johnson & Johnson has, I am a big fan of research and development, especially when it comes to deadly diseases. And Johnson & Johnson is doing an experimental Ebola vaccine. But in the meantime, they are being fired upon for the opioid epidemic, which they say their drugs were only a small part of it. Other drugs were more to blame. But they're on the hook for billions of dollars. Now, I'm not saying that any lawsuits against a drug company for an opioid epidemic needs to stop if they're working on something else, because who knows? Maybe this experimental Ebola vaccine may never, you know, reach fruition. But before everybody grabs their knives and pitchforks and wants to go after a pharmaceutical company, you need to kind of stop for a second here and ask, is that something you really, really want to do? And again, I'm not a fan of these, you know, pharmaceutical companies and any role they played in not giving the full picture of a drug. But then on the other hand, I also don't want them vilified when it's really not 100% their fault. Again, with the opioid epidemic, it's been claimed that these drug companies would tell doctors, oh, it's not that addictive. Okay, well, any doctor that believes that is an idiot. All right? An opiate is addictive. Any of us that took pharmacology, any of us that took, you know, any sort of medical school classes to become a doctor knows that narcotics are addictive. You can't graduate medical school without knowing that narcotics and the way they work are addictive. So if a drug company says, nah, it's not that addictive. By the way, I don't even remember any pharmaceutical company telling me that. I don't think they would dare. So I'm not exactly sure where they're coming up with, oh, yeah, it's not that addictive. But there could be, you know, there could have been some doofus that said, oh, yeah, don't worry. But again, the fail-safe for the protection against that is doctors should know better. So I'm really not, I don't think the story is very, very clear. The problem is we need new medications. Okay, Ebola is scary, and nobody's really talking about it that much in the news because everybody's kind of talking about Trump and his tweets, and that seems to make the headline news, Trump and his tweets. Is Trump a racist or not? All right, that's what's making news. Yet me as a doctor and as a parent and as a person living in the community right now, I'm kind of watching what's going on in terms of health. Okay, Trump battling it out with congresswomen is maybe interesting news. But I think Ebola is more life or death than that. And so no one's really covering this. Now the Merck vaccine, so Merck has a vaccine, that's been administered to 161,000 people in the DRC, including 3,000 health workers in Goma. Now, Merck says it has an additional 245 vaccine doses ready to ship and the capacity to produce another 900,000 over the coming 6 months to 18 months. But that's not enough. Experts don't even think that's enough. They think, quote, we are very concerned that supplies of the Merck vaccine currently being used will run out before this epidemic ends. That would have devastating consequences. If we run out of a vaccine for Ebola, and it spreads, we're screwed. You can't stop it. So I'm not exactly sure what happened at the high-level meeting, but they said, quote, there is an urgent need to deploy a second vaccine. We regret the recent announcement against the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and ask for this to be reconsidered. Now, if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was experimental, I can understand why they said, let's hold off. But Johnson & Johnson, in order to proceed, needs to know that there's going to be money on the other side. Proceeding with a drug trial is very expensive. And in the meantime, they're being threatened that they're, what is it? What was it, an $87 billion lawsuit? I forgot the amount. I mean, we are talking big bucks. Billions of dollars, the source said. You'd think it would be more millions. I don't know if it was a typo, but it said billions. So with this lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson, no matter what the amount is, they're going to need money. And again, that's not your, you and I can't lose sleep over Johnson & Johnson, you know, getting money for this vaccine study. But we will lose sleep if Ebola makes it on our soil. So I think everybody kind of needs to slow their roll, and they need to realize that while we want to, you know, crucify somebody for the opioid crisis and try to get money from somebody, and big pharmaceutical companies have big pockets, deep pockets, stop for a second and look at, are there going to be any sequelae from that? So we'll keep you guys posted. As you know, Ebola is a virus. Cannot use antibiotics. People said, well, why not? You know, is it a super bug? Is it? No, it's a virus. And the current antivirals do not work. And as you remember, when we did have one case on our soil, Thomas C. Duncan in Dallas, Texas, the very first person we had on our soil, we were out. I don't know how we ran out. My guess is the government's been stockpiling it. So in terms of availability for you or I, if we get this, it basically now rests on Merck speeding up production and Johnson & Johnson being able to make the vaccine. That doesn't really ease my fears. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
50 years ago today, mankind set off on a historic mission.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation, to the history of the world, that's almost incalculable."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, or was it the other day, about how when you go to the grocery store, it's kind of getting more expensive. Food is getting costlier. Well, we've been talking about the opioid epidemic, and there's a lot of debate on why we have an opioid epidemic. I blame the smoking cessation campaigns. I'm glad a lot of people don't smoke anymore, but people used to smoke to curb their appetite. I've never been a smoker, but every time I feel a craving, to have something. If I was living in the 1930s, 1940s, or 1950s, I would be stepping outside with a cigarette every time I got that craving. So a lot of women and men kept their weight down because every time they felt hungry, they would smoke. Maybe they even confused the hunger pain with the need for nicotine. And that's how people kind of kept, you know, skinny. Other people think world hunger or other people think obesity is rising because of fast food. So easy to get fast food these days. And that could be it too. Absolutely. But now they're saying it's because good food is more expensive than junk food, which we've kind of talked about on the show. We've identified that. I could go to, I think, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, and get a 99-cent burger. It's not a big burger, but it's a 99-cent burger that'll fill me up. Yet if I want to go to a grocery store and buy, make myself a nice juicy salad and get some spinach leaves and get some peppers, radishes, I don't like radishes, carrots, tomato, green peppers, celery, maybe add like a little bit of cheese or a little bit of egg, whatever. If I want to make my, I would be probably spending close to $20 on that salad. Just to walk into a grocery store. Now, yes, you can make salads throughout the week, which is what I've done. But when you have somebody on a budget, it's really a hell of a lot cheaper to just go do and get fast food. So that's a problem. Now, in terms of food prices, all right, milk. A gallon of milk now is, what, $3, they say, on average? Now, I don't know what it was. You know how you guys will look up in the 1920s? You know how I love those where a loaf of bread was like 10 cents, right? In like the 20s or 30s, you know? And then now a loaf of bread is $2.51, right? But look, I'm right now on numbeo.com, and they're looking up food prices in Las Vegas. And they're saying a gallon of milk is about $3. A loaf of fresh white bread, I don't recommend white bread, I'd rather you guys do wheat, $2.51. About a pound of rice is about $1.59. Eggs, 12 eggs is about $2. I've seen it more expensive. Cheese, about $4 a pound. Chicken breasts, boneless, they average about $2.70 a pound. So if you buy a 5-pound, you know, tray, you already add about $10. Ground beef, $5.85 for a pound. Apples, about $1.60, bananas, 67 cents a pound, oranges, $1.42 a pound, tomato, $1.80, potato, $1.11, onion, $1.06, lettuce, $1.65. And a pound isn't that much. Most potato bags are 5 pounds or 10 pounds. So if you want to get some potatoes to cook for dinner, you know, right, you get like a, you know, you're probably already spending about $10 on that. So it's very easily to go to the grocery store and drop $100 or $200 if you're trying to feed a family of four. Makes you wonder why dad might drive through the drive-thru, or mom, and pick up 5 99-cent burgers. So that's a problem. Now, the UN is also talking about world hunger. They said world hunger has risen now for a third year in a row. More than 820 million people go without food. They said the issue began to spiral in 2015 before affecting 811 million people all over the world 2 years later. Now, experts are blaming climate change. They say this has shifted how food is produced, and it led to nutrition challenges. We're talking, guys, 820 million people without food. We don't really see a lot of commercials for world hunger like we used to do in the 80s and 90s. It's a problem out there. Same time, the UN report notes obesity is on the rise all over the world, which it puts down to an insufficient supply of healthy food. Asia and Africa are home to 9 out of 10 of the world's malnourished children. 9 out of 10. They also house nearly 3/4 of its overweight youngsters. So in countries that have malnourished children, they also have the highest rate of obesity. So the report was put together by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, UNICEF, and the World Food Program and the World Health Organization. Now, they say climate change and conflict have triggered a spike in global malnutrition. Now, I'm a little confused by that, because if the frost and the cold kills plants, and we're warmer for longer periods of the year, we should be able to harvest more. So, I mean, I'm sure I'm just missing out on what we're talking about in terms of climate change causing our food production. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, any shift could mess with, you know, our agriculture, but you would think that there would be more of a favorable weather pattern as opposed to less frost. They say Africa has its worst. 20% of the population struggle to put food on the table. Asia also has a widespread problem. Around 12% of people going hungry. In Latin America, the Caribbean, less than 7% of people are malnourished. When the number impacted by malnutrition and food insecurity are combined, more than 2 billion people are affected. 8% are in North America and Europe. They also say that climate change has affected farming, and so less people are taking up the profession of farming. Well, I don't know about other countries, but when farmers really get it up the colon with taxes and tariffs and all sorts of other, you know, government, regulations, yeah, we are not incentivizing our farmers. There's this whole plight of farmers that a lot of people don't talk about. I need to probably interview Doug Steffen. He can probably talk a lot about that. If you guys ever listen to Good Day, he's phenomenal. But we're malnourished. Now, people think that malnourished means underfed. Not always the case. Yes, a lot of underfed kids are malnourished. But malnourished are also people that don't get good vitamins. They're ill. The children don't grow like they should. Maybe they're not going through puberty because they're not getting the proper vitamins, the proper healthy fats. They're just getting carbs. Malnourishment could also include low body weight, losing at least 5 to 10% of their body weight over 3 to 6 months, especially a kid. A kid should not be losing weight. A kid should be slowly gaining and, you know, getting taller, etc. But being fatigued, weak, getting ill, not really having an interest in food or eating, that's a sign of malnourishment. So, not the easiest, lightest, funnest topic that we talk about on the show, but it's just kind of something to think about. And so when you guys start seeing this push for insects and eating insects and trying to give people insect powder, we might not want to balk at it, because if we really do have a problem with not enough farming, and I've told you, I don't see how we have enough cow to stock an Outback Steakhouse restaurant. I mean, people are just eating meat in droves. Chicken. I eat a lot of chicken. I can't see how there's enough chickens on the planet, right, for my dietary consumption of chicken. You know, I've cut back a lot of red meat, and so I eat a lot of chicken. A lot of chicken have to die for that. And so if we don't have enough animals, we're going to have to go to smaller animals or arthropods or insects. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a man has died after being infected by a flesh-eating bacteria in Florida. Not really something that you guys want to hear, but a lot of you guys live in the South, or you're swimming in a lake, swimming in a hot spring, you get a cut, you blow it off. Then maybe you'll call telemedicine and go, yeah, I think I got an infection, call me in some Keflex. And you might have Vibrio vulnificus. So a Tennessee man has died because he was infected by this bacteria. He was on a trip to the Florida Panhandle. And in a Facebook post, Cheryl Bennett Weigel said her father became infected with the bacteria after a day of splashing around in the water off of Destin. He seemed happy and talkative. Then, about 4 a.m. Saturday morning, about 12 hours after he was in the water, he got a fever, chills, and some cramping. This is a fast-growing bacteria. They got to the hospital, Memphis, around 8 p.m. They took him back immediately. As they were helping him get changed to the hospital gown, they saw this terribly swollen black spot on his back that was not there before. His condition worsened over the next several hours. His immune system had been weakened by a bout of cancer, and he died Sunday afternoon. And when you look at the wound, it's a little mean and ugly, but I mean, you wouldn't think someone would die from it. And flesh-eating bacteria, it's not just one. There's a variety of different bacteria that will eat away at the flesh, go to areas of the body where they could spread and then cause sepsis. So the daughter posted a picture on Facebook saying, flesh-eating bacteria sounds like an urban legend. Let me assure you that's not. It took my dad's life. This is so raw and personal to me that I did not want to post about it. But if I can help one person, that's worth it. There's not enough education out there about the bacteria in the water. There needs to be signs posted at every beach, every city and state park, every bayou stating that due to naturally occurring bacteria in the water, people with open wounds should. And I guess it goes on. So basically, open wounds. What if you don't know you have one? This was on his back. How could he even been able to tell? Now, maybe he was bit. Maybe he was stung by something. Basically, he was gone less than 48 hours of getting out of the water and having fun. So the lab results showed he was infected by the bacteria Vibrio vulnificus. And the bacteria causes necrotizing fasciitis. This flesh-eating concept that they talk about with bacteria is necrotizing fasciitis, where it goes down layers of the skin to the fascia, and the fascia cover muscles. It's kind of like a sheath. And once you hit that plane, it's like an Autobahn. You have a highway that you could travel. A nice planer. It's a plane like a land. It's like a plane. Like remember planes in geometry? You know, like a kind of like a flat surface that just goes on in a way forever. Even though obviously they curve around, but it's a plane in which they can grow, move, and jump off to other exits, and then later get into the blood. For the CDC, Vibrio vulnificus is common in coastal waters between May and October. Also, can become cause of concern after events such as hurricanes and tropical storms from storm surge. Now, in June, a 77-year-old Florida woman was diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis. She cut her leg at a Florida beach. She died. One in three people who get this die. It is the second necrotizing fasciitis case that's been reported in a Florida beach within a month. Now, how the hell do health authorities deal with this? Well, what they have to do is they have to test for it. You can't treat ocean water. You know, I mean, you can't. It's an ocean. But there are things that grow in it, and it's frustrating for you or I because we grew up, right, going, look, you got to embrace nature. Jump into the lake, jump into the pool, jump into the ocean, play on the beach, get dirty, make mud pies, come home, wash off, have dinner. And that's what we did. I don't remember cases of Vibrio or staph or flesh-eating bacteria, and maybe it wasn't advertised, you know, or promoted as much. But, I mean, I've always run into the beach, and the Florida beaches are some of the nicest. And we want people to love water. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is you might have to avoid the beach during certain times of the year. Well, May through October is beach season. So how does that work? So I'm not really sure what the answer is. But what I have been doing with my patients in Alabama and Mississippi is if they have any sort of an infected wound, even though I'll start them on an antibiotic right away, I tell them to immediately get looked at. And not just be online treating these infections. You could get started on something online, but see somebody in person. You know, family medicine and primary care is changing faster than you know it. People now have access, which is a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal service, where you are able to, in the middle of the night or early in the morning, as soon as you see you're sick, contact a doctor or medical provider. And it's fantastic because we don't need you. You know, you're not waiting for 3 hours in an emergency room. You're not changing your mind. You could possibly call before you go to work, pick up your medicine. But what I'm unfortunately noticing is people are getting very, very spoiled. And so what's happening is they're expecting full treatment over the phone. You know, the very first time you call telemedicine, you're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I could talk to you and get a prescription. Oh, my gosh, I'm a believer. But then the second or third time, people get nasty. They're like, well, I have high blood pressure. This is the medicine I'm on. It's always worked. Just give me more. And I'm like, okay, no. I'm a doctor. If you have high blood pressure, there's issues. You could have vision issues. You could have cardiac issues, lung issues. High blood pressure is a disease. Okay? You know, somebody's got to listen to your heart. Somebody's got to check for swelling in the feet. Somebody's got to check your kidneys to make sure, you know, they're handling the medication well. If you're on a water pill, make sure you're not losing your potassium. So, unfortunately, you have a lot of people that will do a telemedicine consult. They're paying way less than they would a regular doctor visit. But then they try to get away with it as that's the only visit they need. For some of you, that maybe it's going to handle it all. But for the majority of you, it is a Band-Aid until you go get in with your doctor. Now, the big argument people tell me, which I understand, is why I can't get into my doctor. My doctor won't take appointments for weeks. That's why I'm going to you. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the best medicine out there. It doesn't mean that I could examine your wound and tell you that you don't have necrotizing fasciitis. Do you understand that? I mean, there's a lot I could do over the phone. You could walk me through a lot, but, I mean, I can't in a 10-minute visit. And that's the other thing, too. You can't spend an hour on the phone with these doctors. They don't make enough. They make very, very little compared to the time they're putting in. So they're supposed to be kind of short and sweet visits where we triage or figure out what you have fairly quickly. So, for any of you starting to use telemedicine, which I encourage that, you know, you take a look and see if your insurance company has that offer, do not substitute it all the time for an actual in-person doctor visit. And stay informed and ask the doctor. You know, if you say, yeah, I got this cut on the leg and it's a little red, and the doctor looks at it going, okay, well, we'll try some Keflex. Okay, that's fine. But tell them the whole story. Yeah, but I went swimming at the beach. Do I have to worry about this Vibrio that this guy just died of? Well, what beach did you go to? You know, you got to be really, really forthcoming with your history. Because people say, well, the doctor never asked. Okay, well, the doctor can't ask every single question in the world. Make sense? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All across. across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.